My question is that we know that it is important to say our namaz on time, but living in a society where we are now, where we are really pushed for time, and we don't have time to say namaz on time. What I would like to know is that what benefit do we lose by not saying it on time?
Okay. Have you done bath or not yet?
Yes, I have.
Have you got initiated into Ahmadiyya?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Did you also promise that I'll always give preference to my faith or worldly objects? Or did you not?
Yes.
So, in your question, which is faith and which is worldly objects? Which part makes faith and which part worldly objects? You don't know? The answer is there already. There is no question of any confusion. If there is a contradiction between, or choice, I should say, between faith and worldly objects, you have promised to God that you will always prefer the faith over worldly objects, so do it. You owe far more to God than to your temporary employer. All the means of livelihood at your disposal were put by God. All the potentials of your capabilities, your talents, were provided to you by God. So these temporary, so-called sustainers, by employing you in companies or in government jobs, etc., how can you compare them with God, putting them in one scale and God on the other? So the first answer was only by the way of an argument. Otherwise, no sane man will ever weigh between this and that. God has a prior right over everything. But he's also so kind, so generous, so magnanimous, that he has fixed the times of the prayer in a manner that is a lot of cushioning, a lot of possibility of, alternative times within the time of the prayer. Zuhr time begins from after the sun has declined, the moment it has declined, to the time when it goes halfway between the decline of the sun in the beginning and sunset. So a lot of margin. And when the two times merge together, when there's not enough time for you to say the prayer separately, you can do them with in jama. That is, you can say Zuhr prayer together with Asr. But that's exceptional. But margins are so many, the possibilities are innumerable. And yet, if you can't say your prayer during work, then chuck the work away. You see? But I doubt if you really are compelled to, do away with the prayer because of your job. When I told Ahmadis previously during my sermons that no way could you sacrifice your prayers, you must prefer it and tell your employers that even if the time comes within the overall time of my service, I'm going to have a few minutes off at least, half an hour or 15 minutes, in whichever time you can say your prayer. And most of the employers do cooperate, and some say, all right, deduct that much money from our service. But most do not, So this is just a hypothetical question, and even in that respect, I have answered it.